This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party
Line Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
It's Wednesday. It's a rainy Wednesday, but we're still glad to have you here on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to the good folks over at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now, and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. Hopefully we don't. But if you do, if your roof is leaking, you would know today. Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshands Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
As we hear the thunder outside rattle in the windows just a little bit, just a reminder, thunderstorms possible throughout the day today. But the big thing is, we just got this from the National Weather Service. We are in a flood advisory, and that is for northwestern Boone County, Clinton County, Howard, Tipton, Fountain, Montgomery, Northwestern, Southern Tipton County, and North Vermilion, Southern Warren County. So in those areas, a lot of those areas we reach here on WILO. So, you know, just be careful. We
ran
into water
across the roads in some places this morning. And when it was dark, that's bad. But I was at least able to see. And I've kind of learned.
Because I used to
come in so early that I made myself kind of memorize where those spots were. Because when you're coming in super early, it's dark. You can't see it.
It was pitch black and it was pouring so hard I couldn't see the windshield wipers. I had them on all the way. But I knew where the water stands. And even here in town, I know where it, when we get those golly washers, as my mom used to say.
And there's more water in town than there was out at my house so far.
Yeah,
so
I was pushing water coming to the station this morning. So, but anyway, we want you to be safe out there. So
absolutely,
keep that in mind, and we'll talk about the weather and keep your winter coats, folks.
Shh, hey now.
Oh.
All right, we do need to get to our guest because unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, is it good that you have a conference or something to go to later?
It's a good excuse, isn't it?
We're trying to keep you as long as we can to get out of it. Melissa Hodson-Osler is the public health administrator here in Clinton County. How are you today?
I'm doing good. We're here in 2026, so you know, that's a good thing.
I see lots of papers in front of
yes, you
here. You
do.
That means you must have lots of information for us today.
You know, I always have lots of information
I know,
for you.
But you know what? That's why we have you, because for a while we were a little bit out of touch, and now we've been able to hook back up, and you do have lots of information for us.
I'm always happy to talk about public health and just the services, because I think that one of the key functions we have is promoting wellness, and you know, the other pieces come into it. But the promotion of helping people understand what the resources are, where we're at, what we do, is key. Because I don't know how many times I would hear, you know, well, what do they do at the health department? Even last night, where are you located? We are located at 1234 Rossville Avenue. We share the building with Healthy Communities. Everybody, that I think that green really pops out on their sign. People really see that. But if you see that illuminated sign, that's all nice LED with all the rotating data on it, they're right off of Rossville Avenue 39, headed towards between Frankfort and Rossville. That's us.
Couldn't be an easier address. 1234.
Exactly.
If you can just remember the Rossville Avenue part.
Exactly. And I don't see us going anywhere. So, you know, it's a good spot. I know that, you know, over the years, health department's been located in many different locations as, you know, government grows and the services. I mean, you know, it used to be a, you know, 1-3 person department. You know, we're 10 strong, and we're busy.
Well, and like you said, a lot of people don't realize what all you offer, because I know growing up, the one thing I always remembered, you go to the health department to get a real copy, an official copy of your birth certificate or, you know, your marriage license information, all that stuff, instead of the foo-foo ones that you get from the hospital, you know.
The foo-foo ones?
That's where you go to get
the
all
footprint.
Yeah, all the official documents, or to, you know, if you have to do family research and you have to have those for your parents or whatever, that's where you go. So yeah.
Well, and so one thing that we, especially as we've moved further away from the annex, that we do have to point out to people is that we actually don't do the marriage certificates there. That is done through the clerk's recorder's office, I think that is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I should know that answer. Sorry,
no,
colleagues.
I think you're right.
But yes, so the vital records is one of the key, and it's actually the very first thing you see when you walk in the door, when you walk in the door out there at our at the Healthy Communities / Health Department building. Healthy Communities is directly to your left in the window. On the right window, that's going to be directly us, and either one will help point you the right direction. And really, I mean, we're all there for the same purpose, right, of just making our communities healthier, providing services, outreach, connecting with our communities, and not just our community here, but our community throughout Clinton County, right? So I'm actually kind of glad we're not centered straight in the middle, because this gives us, you know, it's a little easier to get into, you know, accessible parking, all that kind of stuff. And so handicap parking right out front. So yes, vital records, birth and death records right up there up front. And one of the new things that's really picked up our volume and our business is the fact that you can now obtain those records outside of the county that you were born in. It used to be that you had to travel to the county
yes.
you were born in. Now, the one caveat to that, I mean, it still needs to be within Indiana for us to have jurisdiction over it. But also, if there are changes that need to be happening, typically, those still have to happen in your county of birth or where the record originated. If it's something clerical that we can submit to the state on your behalf, and it's just a typo or, those things do happen. That sometimes we can even file there. But Joanne Spalding's there. She's our vital record. I don't even know how you say that in a noun form, but she's our vital record specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Also a notary. We have backup services, you know, my business manager in the room in the same office with her provides them. I can help provide them. We have a archivist there who is a treasure to this county, and she knows who I'm talking about. And so Sue Markham, who can sit there and, you know, go through these records and all the way back into the 1800s and pull data, and is also manually uploading all of our old records. A lot of counties don't have that. And Clinton County is well into their record retention.
Yeah. And digital phase.
Exactly. And yeah. So all that's now downloaded so that, you know, now if somebody shows up in Tippecanoe County, they can also get the same. And then also the other thing we find is because we have two different databases, WIN records and drives, this one of them is not currently updated, and we have the most updated version. Now we can submit that to the state and get the state's version better too, because the state only went back so far. They're like, yeah, no, that's fire enough. But, you know, we go way back here, so. So, yeah, so that's part of it. So you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's kind of four main divisions. There's the vital records. There's the nursing division, which I think people think of with a health department, right? But also, you know, a big part of public health is our sanitation and our environmental health. So that's one department that handles our...
Talk about sanitation. Like, what are you talking about?
Septic.
Okay.
Food. Vector-borne illnesses. West okay. Nile virus. Mosquito pods. All that's environmental health. Yeah. We have, you know, the vector control. Now, we're not exterminators, right? Well, that's not. And I don't know how many times we get called about bed bugs. My answer typically is bed bugs aren't infectious. And so we are focused on the infectious issues, right? But we do know that there are vermin and vectors like cockroaches and excessive rodent, you know, feces in areas that you don't want to have those kind of things. You know, I mean, you've got bubonic plague. You've got, you've got a long history in this world.
We don't hear those things very often. Are those things still happening?
Yeah, they still exist. They still exist. And so, thank goodness, not here, but we are diligent about monitoring, you know, our restaurants. We really try to make sure we're getting out to them twice a year. Our schools get visited twice a year in their cafeterias, your workplaces. So our factories, our snack rooms, our break rooms, those are all under health department purview. for food safety. Because, you know, again, you're putting it in your body. Is this safe? Is this environment safe? You know, do we have something dumping into a water system that is toxic? Not in a chemical, that would be IDIM, right? But in a septic human waste manner that we need to address. And so really, I mean, it's amazing once you get into it. Today, my meeting is on on-site sewer annual report down at Hamilton County, where across the state, septic specialists, our own environmental health specialist will be down there with me as well, talking about relevant topics.
Interesting.
And health. So we have that. And then we also have our community outreach division, which community health workers are becoming a really prominent part of healthcare now. And what a community health worker is a person who specializes in access, meeting the community where they are. You know, that might be out at an event, helping them with translation services. It might be helping with insurance services. They're just a key part. I mean, literally, if we're going into maybe a restaurant that's bilingual, that gives us an opportunity to talk directly to the staff about food safety, food preparation. So that's a key. And I think you're going to really see that position grow over the next 5 to 10 years because, again, we already know. We already know there's not enough doctors. We already know there's not enough nurses. We already know we can't pour enough into that system to fix it, right? We've all seen
this. It's not going to be an instant fix.
So how else do we do that? You know, our school health nurses are amazing public health servants, and yet they can't fix the problems, right? They can't handle everything that comes into a school. I know I was at a school recently and observed, you know, school health nurses doing what I would consider hospital clinical care. Giving tube feedings, you know, giving injections, managing blood sugars, you know, maybe dealing with seizure medicines. They don't necessarily have the bandwidth or the depth of resources to be figuring out which kid has food insecurity and maybe our behavior or our performance issue is because we don't have a stable environment to deal with. And so there again, that community health worker can suddenly become a person who makes that school health nurse so much more effective, right? And so we're just really all looking together. Community health partners is a big part of what we do. I do a lot of sponsor. I know I'm not even letting you get a single question in.
No, I'm not worried about it.
You get going and I just go. Community health partners is a big thing, and I've been focused on that since I came on board, of like, who all are we working with? And it's deep. You know, we're really blessed here in Clinton County to have so much community involvement. Now, what we're not good about is bragging on ourselves, right? We're not good about patting ourselves on the back and saying, hey, look what we do. And so, you know, you pull up and like, oh, who are your community health partners? And there's like four people listening. I was like, yeah, no, I know it's deeper than that because, you know, we're obviously in touch with healthy communities a lot. You know, Open Door Clinic is one of my health partners who I just met with. Was that this week? Last week? I don't know. It all blurs together. You know, talking about our joint goals together, how we help support each other, how they're sending referrals to us, how we're sending funding to them. We work closely with our local critical access hospital, with IU, with our doctor's offices, with our Witham in a session. Meridian Health was in our building just this week in a United Way meeting. We share the building with United Way as well. So we're meeting with them. Coach Kids, EMS. I mean, it just goes on and on. That depth of Paul Philippi is one I've been in contact with a lot because, again, who is hauling all these people around that need to get to care? And so a lot of what we do as community health department, or what we call LHD, local health department, LHDs are really the state department's direct way of getting connected with communities, right? IDOH doesn't know all of our services here. They don't know all of our people, our leaders. That's our job. And so they funnel through us to be that branch out. My four divisions, 10 very dedicated and amazing people that I love to work with, you know, they can't do all this on their own. But all of a sudden, those outreaches of our community health partners has now just like expanded. And it's a lot of what our focus is out there. So there you go. There's my really long elevator speech.
Melissa Hodson-Osler is the public health administrator for Clinton County. She's our guest on Party Line today.
But there again, I mean, like you said, you know, the misconception of health departments and what they do and what they stand for. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just cleared that all up in your elevator speech. So, no, I think that's fantastic. So right now, I mean, we're getting close to spring,
mm-hmm.
and we know it's coming, but there's still a lot out there. Let's face it, flu never goes away. It doesn't. It says it does, but it doesn't. So, I mean, let's talk about some of the things that are still out there that you're still offering services for, mm-hmm. You know, like shots. I mean, people can come in and get a shot.
I think I saw in our notes earlier, as I'm working on getting all of our annual data out, over 2,800 immunizations given last year. That's two or three staff people doing that. That's a lot of contact.
That's a
lot of contact. And while that sounds like a lot of, like, I know everybody's a little concerned, like, wait, what are we putting in our bodies and stuff? These are proven. These are fully recommended. Nothing outside of guidelines is happening. That's what part of our problem is. We have to stay up on date with all the guidelines, you know, which can continually be changing. Luckily, that's kind of calmed down for a little while. But, you know, we're doing that. We're doing immunizations for travel. One of the few places in the local area where you can go and get your yellow fever, you can get your malaria shots, you can get, and we can do it affordably, and we can get you in right away. And people kind of like to just come here to Clinton County and do that. And what a great, you know, face to be for that. That immunization team has worked really hard at building that program up. We have dedicated that clinic as the Stephen D. Tharp
Aww.
Immunization Clinic. And so it's really great to kind of, you know, continue that legacy of what. But, you know, people used to know they would go to that third floor of the hospital and they'd get that shot. And they didn't really realize that's health department, right? Viral emergence is going to continue to be part of our reality. We all have learned that. And so, you know, key understanding of how you prevent viral transmission. Cover your cough. Thank you very much. you know, the what we call in healthcare, we call it respiratory etiquette. Now, I worked with infection prevention for quite some time, and my ID doctor would always talk about, you know, well, we need better respiratory etiquette. And I had to see, like, you need to understand that people don't know what that means.
Yeah. I was just going to say, define that.
Yeah.
How many people even know, I mean, obviously we know etiquette, but how, you know, it's not like there are etiquette classes anymore, right? So respiratory etiquette, how you manage what you're exhaling mm-hmm. on other people. Right?
Yes.
So if that means,
please continue.
Yes. So if that means coughing into your sleeve, right? So that you're not broadcasting straight out. If you have a cough, either isolating yourself away from others, because perhaps that is more than just a cough, right? Yeah. It's not just a choke thing. It's probably viral related. Understanding, you know, when you're feverish, that is a signal that you are probably contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hand washing. Again, everybody over there at IU Frankfurt is just going to laugh because they've heard me say it 10 million times as their infection preventionist, wash your filthy hands, you know? Yeah. So we touch so many things, right? The pens we pick up, we sit them down. I wiped my nose and I scratched my eye. You know, there are three ways viruses get in your body. They get in your nose, they get in your mouth, they get in your eyes. It's a pretty easy protection system, right? Which as long as you are mindful of that, right? If you're going to go eat, if you're at a festival, wash your hands. Find a sanitizer.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Are sanitizers good enough? I mean,
Yeah.
They have the little ones now you can just about put in your pocket or they're on your key rings or whatever now.
They do. I won't say which one of my apps, but one of my apps that my children used to log on frequently, the password was go wash your hands.
I love that.
Because
that's all right, though.
I was like, you're gonna know, kids, what I'm going to say. And they know if we sit down at the table, I'm going to be like, did you wash your hands?
Oh, yes.
So, you know, if you're at a buffet, if you're throwing an event, you know, put some sanitizer on the table. You know, if it's a multi-use, everybody's grabbing the same tongs. Okay, now you just basically shook hands with every person in the room.
Well, I used to say I had an aunt that you'd go to her house on Christmas and literally she would kiss everybody's mouth as they walked in the door. And I'm like, well, if one person had it, we all got it now.
Yep, exactly.
But that was just how, you know, it was different back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't consider doing that now for anything, but
it was
just different then.
So that definitely is still out there. But obviously the big one that is part of right now our emergency preparedness and just daily awareness is measles. Thank goodness it's not in our face all the time in the news, but if you look across the national news, you will see that measles continues. This disease that we had basically taken down to a eradicated status, you know, we're right at the cusp, and I'm fairly certain we will lose that status now because of because of the reemergence of it, vaccination hesitancy that has kind of developed over the last several years, and understandably why, just the education and kind of the, you know, it's not here, so we didn't need to worry about it as much. And then just a lot of social media misinformation, right?
Yeah.
And so trying to battle that, you know, South Carolina had a huge outbreak this year. I mean, they went from, you know, January 1, 2, 3, 4, all of a sudden they were at 800 cases. They've gone well over that. I know nationally we're probably getting close to 2,000 cases. Measles can and has caused death. We know that it causes damage in our children, hearing damage, sight damage. The high fevers, the attack it takes on the lungs, you know, it can take a child very quickly. It's very dangerous to infants, pregnant women. One of the outbreaks that happened in South Carolina was in a maternal child health delivery ward.
Really?
And so you see how fastly, it's also the highest contagious virus we have.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the problem. So we are really diligently.
So your take on the vaccines, because that mm-hmm. is the thing. I'm with you. The social media has, like, for, I'll give you an example. A group of, well, they were teenagers at the time, but some of my son's friends were like, oh, don't wear sunscreen. It's worse for you than the sun. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. But they believe it is. Mm-hmm. And so they've gotten that off of social media. So that has had to play a part in some of the things that we're seeing now. Just so,
huge.
Is it safe to get measles, mumps, rubella, all those together? Talk
Absolutely.
About that. Because
Absolutely.
Some people think it is not still.
Absolutely, it is. We have for years done that. The one they try to link it back to is autism. They have done multiple studies proving that vaccines and autism are not linked. Causation is not the same as correlation is not the same as causation. I think that's the way that goes, right?
Yeah.
It's really important you choose who you take your medical advice from. If any one of us get told you have a brain tumor, you need to have that brain tumor removed. I'm not going to social media to find out whether or not I should do it. I'm talking to my trusted neurosurgeon, my doctors, my fam. Why do we feel like a very scientific, well-developed therapy is something that, you know, I mean, unless you want to talk about epidemiology and mast cells and immunological response times and etiology, I mean, then you probably don't need to be the person holding that conversation.
Some crazy diets out there. I just saw a lady passed away the other day because she was only eating all fruit, and she passed. Mm-hmm. And now I saw one recently where it was just the meat diet. I know meats are good and we all need protein, mm-hmm. but there's all these crazy things that we're seeing on social media now. And again, like the sunscreen. No sunscreen is better than being scorched by the sun day after day.
So my staff is listening right now, they're going to be laughing because I may or may not have been at the American Cancer Society yesterday in the Clinton County Health Department truck down at 96th Street loading about 800 tubes of sunscreen in my truck. So American Cancer Society reached out to IDOH. They sent the word around the network to say, hey, we have literally 8,000 tubes down here to come pick up. And so, again, talk about the community health network that we focus on and the community health partners. You know, we're now going to be able to source United Way's Heroes of Hope in May, where we do a lot of summer sun protection things. Free bottles of sunscreen. Australian gold, too. Really nice stuff.
Oh, my gosh,
I
yes.
know. We were too late to get the, what, somebody tell me what that lip balm stuff was called, but they have some kind of special lip balm.
Yeah,
that palo went fast. I think Putnam.
Well, we don't think about our lips as much.
Well, exactly. So I actually am a skin cancer survivor already. Mm-hmm. So I've already had, and I like to point out to people because they often don't believe it. I've already had my nose, a basal cell. Mm-hmm. Cancer?
Sebaceous carcinoma mm-hmm. over here, girl.
Yep.
Yeah. Right there with you.
Yep. Yeah. Most
I had the same thing you had. Yeah.
Do you know that we now have Mohs surgery available in Frankfort, Indiana?
No.
Mm-hmm. Talk to your friends at IU.
Yippee.
I'm not going to
How long has that been?
Yeah,
there?
That beats driving clear to Logansport.
I had to go to
Indy, too, actually. And I was at that time watching them build the Mohs lab there. We had a physician for a while that one had gone away. When I say we, I mean they. But I know that they have now brought a new one back in, and they are getting that up and running. So, yeah,
awesome.
Really soon here. What a great service to provided here in our community.
That is a bizarre little thing. You get something whacked off. They don't fix it completely yet. You go sit in the waiting room and everybody out there's got a patch somewhere.
What was great was I was literally, because infection, and again, things that you don't realize that nurses and infection prevention and health touch, part of infection prevention, which I do consider myself an infection preventionist, that was my role for over 5 years with quality management, was overseeing some construction. Make sure that as we do construction and healthcare, that we do it in a way that is, you know, protective of the environment of the other patients around us, and we are, you know, not introducing new things. So my job was to watch the construction and help lay out the standards for the Mohs lab as they built that. But I was having my Mohs procedure done simultaneously, which meant during my procedure, while they do that little like, okay, now you're going to sit here in the chair for the next 20 minutes with your face open. That meant my cell phone was out taking pictures around the room of all the things they had in that room. So I could bring it back to my own design team and be like, hey, have you thought about where you're putting these bandages yet? Have you thought about the light? So yeah, that was my experience, was to just whip out my phone. And anyways, a little quirky about
me.
You
did have 20 minutes to wait before they said, wait, we got to take some more, or we can go ahead and close you up.
I'm thankful to be one pass and be clear of that. But again, sunscreen, very funny. And my staff yesterday were looking at the truck going, Melissa, what have you done?
All right. Believe it or not, we only have about 3 minutes
there
left.
There went
and
so fast.
Yeah. So I want you to have the last word because you have a lot in front of you. What is something really important that we need to know right now? Because all of this is important. But I just want to, if there's something that we needed to know right away.
I think right away is just knowing that you have resources in your county. You have health experts in your county. If you have questions, reach out and ask us, right? We're happy to answer those questions. We do keep a busy door right there. Like I said, the volumes on our death certificates and birth certificates have really picked up. Public health nursing team, you know, they are 3-4 people deep. They're always busy. We have QR codes on our website that you can scan to get your birth or to get your immunization records right there. I do know schools are having trouble right now with what's called CHIRP, which is the immunization
system. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. We can just go to your website and scan a QR code?
Yep. We have done a lot of updating in terms of getting on there so that people can go on there. It tells you how to make an appointment. It's a click or a scan, lots of things like that.
That's awesome.
Very soon we'll be going live with a service called Vital Direct, which allows you anywhere in the county or anywhere else really to request your birth certificate. You can already request your birth certificate online. That is true. We have that where you can go in and you can fill out the form yourself, and then you can scan, take your own picture of your own ID and then scan it in, blah, blah, blah. But we're putting better guardrails in on that system with Vital Direct, where they do an actual identification. So I can't just take anybody's ID and upload that right
here.
And so online payment, so you can, and we're going to have these, and again, QR code driven, we're going to have these posted in all of our town regions across. So if you are, let's say, in a wheelchair in Forest, or I'm trying to think of the one way down in the corner.
Pickard.
Yep. So let's say you're in Pickard and you can't make it to 1234 Crossville Avenue. You can find a mobile app, go to a library. You know, I can post this throughout our township so that we have access, and access is key when it comes to healthcare. We have a mobile lung screening coming up again in Rossville, and I'm making sure we get out away, just not just in the center of the county, but I know that Michigan Town had one previously already. We're doing one over here in Rossville. We're doing actually several this year in Rossville, trying to get, again, these services out. We'll be at festivals. You'll see us around. We're there. Come up and say hi.
Amazing.
We're busy. We're busy.
Amazing
and we've
stuff.
And we've always been busy is the key, I think. It's not like, oh, I showed up and all this things. No. This is what they've been doing.
Yeah.
But how do we stand at the top of the roof and shout that? And how do we show the good work? So that's really some good stuff. But we got work to do here too.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing. We love the advances you're making. You know,
thank you.
And when you can go to a website and scan something and just all of that.
Yeah. Well, just the immunization records. Last question, how far back do those go?
That would probably be CHIRP related, and I don't know that answer. I doubt if they go as far as we would like them to go, is my guess, because somebody had to manually enter them into CHIRP. And basically, at the state level, they're, unless your local area is doing all that, which our school nurses have been doing all that, but I think something just happened with the system, and now they're like their screens are blank right now. So we're like really trying to like scramble back and figure out what that gap is. You know, online, we talked about our website, you know, that's now where we post our meeting minutes, our agendas. That's where we put up our restaurant inspections. I mean, we are a public entity. You know, we're out there to be very transparent and serve our public.
We appreciate your honesty and your transparency as well. We appreciate all this knowledge, because I do think this is one of those things. Well, who do we go to for that? And you get to 1234 Rossville Avenue, and you guys do a lot over there combined with the health department. You're very busy, so thank you very much.
We are with healthy communities, yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm sorry. With healthy communities, you knew what I meant. Thank you.
I did.
Melissa Hodson-Osler, Public Health Administrator here in Clinton County. She'll be back in a couple months. And she will have lots more information, and we appreciate you coming in today.
Little black book of facts will come right along with me.
I love that. All right. She's got to get going. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.